wanted to discuss the agenda for today, which is basically composed of various elements, but the primary issue today is to review the text amendment and the map amendment for the hotel overlay. I do not think there's any other items on the agenda unless anybody wants to bring something forward. Hearing none, I'd ask for a motion for the approval of the agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Yes, sir.
It's been moved and seconded. Please vote. Motion is approved. Just as a side, I've asked the staff to work on a program to try to get us to have a vote real quickly. I'm told by staff that it's the board who doesn't vote to make things work faster. And considering that we're not all computer geniuses, perhaps there's another methodology that we can move forward to make this thing work. And told me that they'll work on that, because I think we need to move votes more quickly, and I've taken more time than I need to on that. Thank you. We have no notices, and the rest of the agenda, I think we need to move down to old business, which is the text amendment. And Charlotte, if you would make a presentation. I don't know quite the correct format, Charlotte, and I'll be guided by what you think is appropriate. I don't think we need to go over all the things that we necessarily talked about on Tuesday, but you, as you mentioned, there were a few items that you wanted to address, which is reasonably worth meeting here. Certainly, if any of the board members have questions about what was talked about on Tuesday, I encourage them to be made. So please proceed.
All right, thank you. Let me back up just a little bit because we have some audience members here who may be unfamiliar with the subject matter. We are looking at a text amendment and a map amendment, and the text amendment's to create a hotel development overlay district for the historic district. And the historic district boundaries are shown here in the kind of the darker area. And the purpose for the development overlay district is to guide the future development of hotels. And this includes large hotels, which would be 75 or more rooms, and small hotels that are between 16 and 74 rooms. Any hotels with rooms less than 16 would be considered an inn. We're not talking about inns today, only hotels. So there are two parts to this, so there will need to be two votes. One is for, first, the creation of the overlay district, and we talked about that on Tuesday just a bit, and as you recall, on Tuesday, we were pretty certain about the text, but there were some things that we needed to fix, and before that went to council, the commission indicated that it would like to see it. Looking at the calendar and calling commissioners, we determined that a special meeting would be appropriate to move this along. I know that stakeholders are eager to have this move forward to council to be finalized. What I'd like to do is just kind of go briefly through the ordinance and then identify the areas that were changed. And we'll be glad to answer any questions. So the overlay district does have a purpose and intent statement, the reason that I just mentioned, to guide hotel development. The district boundaries, again, are just the historic district, and those were shown on that map. And what we've identified here regarding permitted uses is that this overlay district relates only to hotels and has conditions I'm going to talk about in just a moment. The underlying zoning districts that you see here. The underlying districts, I think there are about 16 for the historic district, are not changing. We're not changing development standards. We're not changing the historic district ordinance or their design standards. This is completely separate. This is only to guide hotel development and to identify conditions where they will be located. So, excuse me, let me provide the map. So there is a map that's within the text amendment, and this map identifies locations where large hotels would be appropriate. That's in green. Yellow indicates where small hotels would be permitted, again, 16 to 74 rooms. And then the red indicates where no hotels would be permitted. It's the overlay district that will determine whether or not a hotel is permitted, whether or not the base district says a hotel is allowed by right or not permitted. It is the overlay district that will make that determination. So not only do we have a map that guides us as to where the small and large hotels are appropriate, but those hotels would have to be located on one of the streets that have been identified on the map that you see in brown. And those streets are identified here. There are several use conditions that come with this. This has not changed, as I indicated. The location is shown on the map. There has to be frontage. These properties have to abut one of those streets that I identified. And then another thing to point out here, and this was discussion that came up with the stakeholders, is that any residential structure that is single family and deemed historic and is on the historic buildings map or the historic district cannot be converted into a hotel. So these three conditions would be new and they would not be variable. And finally, there's some information regarding the effect on existing hotels and applications. And there's an indication here that any applications that had already been received can comply with this particular ordinance. And that if there's any lapse of a tax certificate and the use becomes non-conforming, that use could only be reestablished if it complied with this overlay district ordinance. So, to wrap up, there is the text amendment to create the overlay district, and then there's a map amendment to establish the district as a zoning district put the overlay in effect.
Thank you. Any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll hear from the applicant.
I actually have two. One, as far as the existing applications go, is there a 12-month limit on them as well? If they don't move forward with the application?
That would apply to applications that are already submitted as of the date of the adoption of the ordinance.
So they would be approved ad infinitum, essentially?
Right.
Okay. The other is on the streets themselves, well, I guess that's just work that we have to do in the future. Clearly, some of those streets are not very large streets, even though they've been considered as arterials here. But, the other was on the use table. When we talked about the use table the other day, you had mentioned that you thought that RM and RIPA should be redesignated, and I didn't see that on the use table.
Thank you for bringing that up. I actually did skip that part. There were also some definition changes, and then we also had to address use conditions as well. I'm sorry, I completely focused on the overlay district. What we did, again, these are the base zoning districts. And what we've indicated is that the overlay district, and this language is in the ordinance, that it's the overlay district that will determine in the historic district whether or not hotels are permitted. So even if a particular district doesn't allow a hotel by right, and that would be indicated by the dash, that there's no PILT in the historic district. But let's say there was. It's possible that the map would allow it. So, for example, we do have RM25. Maybe I should show that example. It might be easier when we show the other table. So, for example, we do have an RM district, in the historic district, and you can see here that it's not permitted by right in any multifamily district anywhere in the city. However, within the historic district, because of the overlay that's proposed, it would be permitted, and we have some RM located in this area. It would be permitted as a large hotels would be permitted, but only on these streets that you see here.
And that's just
so the overlay would trump the base district with regards to hotel use.
And that helps to avoid confusion in other areas.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And that's something that was really made clearer, I think, in the changes to the ordinance.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Charlotte, would you mind walking me through a particular section of your staff report, in particular page 11, when we talk about hotel use conditions? And I'm looking at paragraph or subparagraph C, conversion of residential structures classified as historic. Now, as part of this ordinance, hotel use, based on the definition of hotel, that's, what is it, 75 rooms or above?
Correct.
Well, 15 guest rooms or above.
A large hotel is 75 or more guest rooms.
Okay, right. But under the definition of hotel motel, it's a lodging establishment with more than 15 guest rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So under subparagraph C, a residential structure can be converted to an inn.
Cannot be converted
to a hotel.
So it could be converted into an inn. That's still possible, but we're not talking about inns. So there are variations of lodging uses with 1 to 15 rooms, but an inn can have up to 15.
Okay, I'm clear enough.
Other questions? Charlotte, I want to thank you for all of your efforts bringing this thing forward. I think without you, we wouldn't be here today. Thank you so much.
I appreciate city staff helping and getting the information that we needed very quickly, too.
Okay, well, we'll compliment everybody involved. Okay, can we hear from the applicant, please?
Thank you, Commission. Shane Corbin, zoning administrator. I didn't expect to have a special meeting, but I appreciate your time and pulling this together. I think Charlotte did an excellent job on getting everyone up to speed. I'll just say that, you know, although I was a coordinator on this project, I don't take credit for really any of the ideas that are in this, whether it be the idea to regulate hotels, the threshold between large and small hotels, the footprints for where they would be allowed and not allowed. All of that was generated through multiple stakeholder groups, interaction with city officials, interaction with MPC staff. At times it was complicated and people had varying opinions about what they thought should and should not be allowed. But I believe as of yesterday at 7 o'clock, we got our final stakeholder approval. And as far as I'm aware, everyone is in agreement with this and we would like to see it move forward.
Any questions of the applicant? Hearing none, we have one speaker card. Mr. Allen, please, would you come forward?
That's me, I don't.
Oh, I'm sorry, Melinda, pardon me.
Yeah,
Ms. Allen, would you like,
if you all wanted me to speak.
Would you come forward, please, if you want to speak? Otherwise, we will not have you speak.
Good morning.
Please identify yourself.
Good morning, commissioners. Melinda Allen, president of the Downtown Neighborhood Association. I filled out the speaker card only because I hadn't last time and it seemed like possibly there were some questions that might be directed towards me. We participated in the process from the very beginning, so it's been about 14 months now. So we, throughout that period of time, we had a lot of give and take and we are happy with the final product and ready to move forward.
Thank you. Any questions of the speaker? Thank you, Ms. Allen. I have no other speaker cards, so we'll excuse me, I haven't been coughing for 3 weeks. We'll move on to board discussion. Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I move that we accept staff's recommendation for approval.
Properly moved and seconded. Excuse me, I'm sorry. We will do this in two different parts. So the may I ask you to amend your regarding the text amendment portion?
I move that we accept staff's recommendation to amend the text, to make the text amendment as a recommendation.
And I think we have a second. Okay, properly moved and seconded. Thank you. Ms. Milton, please vote. Motion passes. The next item of business is the map amendment.
I move that we accept staff's recommendation for a map amendment on the creation of the hotel development overlay district.
Motion has been properly made and seconded. Please vote. Moving on, I don't think we have any other business, so I would move for adjournment. Adjournment doesn't require a vote. Goodbye.